I'm Mark Simmet. You're listening to Studio One, live in our Cedar Falls studios tonight. Hazer. That's Hazer on Studio One. Sounds great. And we're going to have more in just a minute. Let's introduce the band before we go any further. Wes?
Hi, I'm Wes from Hazer. I play rhythm guitar and sing a little bit. You wouldn't know it from the last track, but I do.
We were waiting for the vocals to come in there. I was like, okay.
Yeah, cliffhanger. We're good at those.
And who else is in the band, Wes?
To my right is our lead guitarist, Ryan Kreider. To my left, and the radio people can't see that, is Dana, our bass player. And banging the drums as hard as he possibly can is Brian.
Hi.
How did Hazer get started? Now, I know you're based in Des Moines right now, but you actually got started in Waterloo, Cedar Falls, somewhere around here?
Yes, yes. Started as a hope and dream from Ryan and I. We kind of founded the band, and the group you see in front of you today and are hearing tonight is, what, 2011?
2010.
And we've been doing it as the four of us ever since.
And you released a record not that long ago called Something Rational. Congratulations on that one.
Yes, we did. It was back way back in 2013 already. October, I think, right?
Yeah. Almost a year old.
Yeah, and we worked on the record for quite a while. It was kind of as this formation of Hazer was coming together and gelling as a group, and our sound really evolved over that record into kind of what you hear now, and got more cryptic and kind of strange as it went, and then something rational happened. Some of the more poppy stuff on there was kind of earlier in the working of the record, and it kind of got a little stranger from there.
Okay, and you went to Chicago to make that?
Yes, Million Yen Studio in Chicago. Engineer was Andy Gerber. Did fantastic work, so we're very pleased with how it came out.
All right, well, let's hear more from Hazer. Thank you.
This next one's called Ultraviolet.
That's Hazer here on Studio One. We're going to take a one-minute break. We'll be back in a minute with more from Hazer here on Studio One.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Eclectic Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
We're back on Studio One with Hazer, Des Moines Band. It's the world tour, Hazer. You're calling it that, so
yes,
I'm not.
It's not like that. In our own little small world.
Yeah. What are some of the dates on the world tour?
Well, I'll let Ryan talk about that because he's kind of the guy that takes care of all that stuff for us. So.
This Saturday, the 20th, we are at Spicoli's with the Pimps and Gus Royale, our right-hand band. They're also from Cedar Falls. And then we have a little bit of a break, and October 11th, we're playing in Des Moines.
With who?
With none other than Gus Royale.
Oh, wow.
And that's right.
They are rock and roll's best-kept secret, so please come to that show.
And that's at Vaudeville Muse, yep, right? Did you mention Muse. That? Yeah.
October 11th.
All right. And you can find out about everything having to do with Hazer at hazerspace.com. Is that a good place to send people?
Absolutely.
That's the best place to
send
them?
All the kids are raving about it.
All right. Hazerspace.com. Let's have some more from Hazer.
Do you recall the
This next song is called 14 Misfits. Well, I've been sleeping.
Thank you.
That's Hazer on Studio One. We're going to have one more in just a couple of minutes here. We want to remind you that it's Spicoli's in Waterloo this Saturday, September 20th, around 7 p.m. Music gets underway, a couple other bands on the bill with Hazer. That's this Saturday at Spicoli's. And then Saturday, October 11th, Vaudeville Muse in Des Moines is a place you can find Hazer. Check out hazerspace.com for a lot of good stuff there. And Something Rational is available now. In record stores everywhere, right?
Well, on online record stores everywhere.
Well, that's what I mean.
Which we're not a fan of those, but that's where
we're
at.
What can you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you
do? And at live shows, that's where we would prefer selling our stuff anyway. So.
Okay, so check them out live and pick up a copy of Something Rational while you're there. I'd like to thank Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Tony Daner. I'm Mark Simmet. And our thanks again to Wes, Ryan, Dana, and Brian. Hazer, great show. Thanks a lot for stopping up.
You close your eyes. Open it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.